Richard Solatskoff was spending the night with friends at their Godet Township camp, north of Sault Ste. Marie, in the fall of 2022. He crashed on their couch, and the couple retired to their bedroom, a judge heard last week. In the early morning hours of October 15 around 1 a.m. he snuck into their room, grabbed the keys to their truck, along with the ownership papers, and hit the road. His friends woke up to find he had absconded with the 2013 Ford F-150 and contacted the Ontario Provincial Police at 9:50 a.m. When the vehicle was eventually returned to the couple, it was making a loud noise and couldn't go over 20 kilometers per hour, prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli told the court. Solatskoff, 42, pleaded guilty to stealing the truck. He was also convicted of fleeing Sioux police on August 11, 2024. The pursuit occurred on Great Northern Road. The cops stopped the white Nissan vehicle as it traveled southbound from Goulet River. They located a coil of copper wire and tools in the back of the truck. Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendez heard a suspicious vehicle had been caught on camera at a hydro transmission site in Tilley Township. The Crown and defense lawyer Eric McCooey jointly called for a suspended sentence, with 18 months probation, for the two offenses. There were triable issues, in both cases, and that's part of the reason why there is a joint position, Mucciarelli said. Solatskoff has quite a lengthy three-page criminal record with related offenses, the assistant Crown attorney told the court. She described the police pursuit and the condition of the stolen vehicle, which wasn't in working condition when it was found, as aggravating factors. Calling his client's guilty pleas mitigating, McCooey agreed there were triable issues. There also were identification issues surrounding the August charge, he added. Solatskoff is taking responsibility for his actions, which indicates remorse, the defense said. I'm sorry, the accused told Mendez just before she imposed the lawyer's suggested sentence of 18 months with probation. During his probation, Solatskoff must take any recommended counseling and can have no contact with the complainants. Other charges he faced stemming from these incidents were withdrawn. He remains in custody on other charges. In August, he was one of two men charged with stealing $800,000 worth of materials from Algoma Steel.